Hey guys, it's Leni, aka Sex Guru from Powdermatic, and listen, you don't even know how early in the morning it is. Like, seriously, it's like 5 a.m. I have to be to work in a couple of hours, but I was like, let me at least record and partially edit this podcast for you, you know, because I know I need to put up a weekly one now. I'm back, you know, it feels good to be back doing this every week. I just needed to make sure that the money was better and that certain things were implemented before I came back. So yeah, but this is part 3 of the 50 questions, and I've been getting emails from people that have sent some of them and saying that they haven't heard the question yet. I'm gonna get to it, trust me. Some of the questions were repetitive, so I had to, like, you know, compile it to 50, but don't worry, I am so on it. And I'm gonna get to you eventually, okay? So, the last time I did the 50 questions, I was doing from 11 to 20. So, we're gonna be starting at 21. I have some exciting news now. My little honey bunnies can call me and leave a voicemail question as opposed to checking or sending me an email, excuse me. So, as usual, remember, send your email questions to asksex1989@yahoo.com. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. And now you can call me and leave a voicemail question or comment or future dated topic you would like me to discuss or a story you would like me to read, like I did last week. So that number is 347-541-3719. Again, it's 347-541-3719. So you can leave me voicemails and stuff. I think that is super cool. So you know what? Let's start with the questions. Okay. And we're at question 21. And the question headliner says, I can't orgasm since we got married. What's the deal? Headline question. Well, the question says, since we've been married, my sex drive is flat. The only time I'm sure to orgasm is if we're having sex and there's a chance of being caught. What's happening? All right, well, it's interesting that risky sex when others are within earshot intensifies your experience and allows you to reach orgasm. With that thought in mind, you know, perhaps moving in together, getting engaged and marrying, you know, signaled to you the end of an exciting era. This response to settling down is more common in men, but it does happen to some women at a deeper emotional level. Okay, so you may think all the romance and passion is gone now that you've committed. It would be a good idea to see a therapist, but before you go, why not try to invigorate your life and relationship? Take out, you know, any unnecessary stress and replace it with fun dates so you can both go out and do exciting things. Because this can restore a relationship's mojo, which often gets lost in a day-to-day grind. So, if reconnecting through fun habits and interests, you know, plus continuing to spice up your sex life doesn't work, then I would suggest that you go and see a marriage counselor. But, and I've said this before, even if I do say that maybe you need to see a marriage counselor, and I know people look at that and say, like, oh my gosh, like, she's saying that, you know, we need to get help because we're, you know, borderline basket cases and all of that stuff. No, that's not why I'm saying that you should do that. I'm saying this because if you have a third party around and that person is able to look at his perspective and your perspective without physically being emotionally involved or related to him or you, it'll give you a sense of it's going to be an unbiased opinion, you know, and these are professionals. They work with this type of stuff all the time. And I think that if you guys really want to work things out, and if you really want things to work with him, then you should seriously give this a chance. It could help. I have my freaking TV on mute, and it's the Summer's Eve commercial on, but it's just a bunch of asses. So they're showing, like, these girls' asses, and the girls are, like, slapping their ass, I think they're slapping their pockets though, because it's like a little summer's eve, like portable, like white that you could put in your back pocket or something. I just thought that commercial was really dumb. I'm sorry for bringing it up, but all right. So question number 22, the headliner says, husband doesn't last long enough. Question says, my husband doesn't last more than 5 minutes during sex. Is there a way to make him last longer? Well, when the timing is right and, you know, you're cuddled up together, why don't you tell him that you like to draw things out? While holding his hand, you know, show him the sorts of caresses you want, or suck his finger to show him the pressure you like on different parts of your body. And when he's focused on your pleasure, he'll be less focused on his own. So, you know, stroke his hair, his back, his chest, but don't, and I repeat, don't stimulate his package, okay? Ask him to bring you to orgasm before you have even had penetrative sex, okay? He can use his mouth, his hands, and or a vibrator, which I always tell you guys that you should get. Once you've had your first orgasm, you can then start having sex. Try to get him to last longer by changing positions or the things you're doing, okay? Without even telling him. Don't let him know that you're gonna do this. Just do it. I know I say communication is key, but when it comes to something like this, you need to let him be surprised, okay? Don't even let him know. This will actually slow him down. Imagine you're in the missionary position, and then you teasingly tell him how much you'd like to try doggy style. By simply moving around to behind, he stops getting immediate stimulation, okay? Because he has to pull out, you know, turn you over, whichever position you're doing. Another thing I would say is, maybe you should invest in numbing condoms, okay? I've used them before. And what they do is they will, in the lubrication part for him, they numb his dick, okay? It doesn't get soft, it stays hard, but his dick gets numb. And he will not ejaculate prematurely. Also, just a little side note, I am fortunate to be able to come multiple times, more than once, and it don't take that long to happen. I'm very sensitive. And so I would say before he comes, I've probably already came about 5 times already. So when it's time to have sex, I feel like that part of it, like that portion of it, is for him. So whether he lasts 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, or whatever, I feel like that's for him, because I've come from oral sex, I've come while we're having sex, I've come from hands, you know, from him like just playing in my pussy or something like that. So it's up to you. I know that some women it's harder for them to come, and I can totally agree, because there are some times where if we're having sex or whatever, I may come quick. I don't have any control over that. But that doesn't mean that I like it 100%, because I like a certain intensity in my orgasms. I like the ones where, I mean, like, I like type of orgasms where a bitch is ready to knock out. You know what I'm saying? So, just try those, you know? Maybe a numbing condom is something that can help. And then, before you get the condoms, you know, ask him and let him know what your concerns are, and that you feel that he is just not laughing as long as you would like, and that maybe you guys can try to have the numbing condoms on and stuff, you know, so they're not uncomfortable. And don't feel ashamed about it, because you're not the only person who's felt this way. All right, you're really not. And if you were the only person that felt this way, I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't have made a condom where it's gonna numb his dick. And so that should just reassure you that you're not the only person who needs them. Even I'm saying that I've needed them. I haven't needed them in a while. That's just because sex hasn't been as much as normal with him and I, but that's another story. But so the next question headliner says, how to get libido going after baby. Question says, ever since I had a baby, nothing seems to get my libido going. What can I do? Well, I've never been pregnant. I've never had a child. I've never birthed a child. But, you know, that's just because I believe in safe sex regardless. and I don't want one right now, but I do have mom friends, and my viewers, my listeners are, majority of them are women. I do have men as well, but you know, I've had this question asked on podcast and in real life. So, you know, what you describe is perfectly what many new moms and some new dads experience. They've been so overwhelmed with baby chores and diapers and all of that stuff during the day that their minds simply can't focus. But why make it just your problem? Ask your healthcare professional about postpartum depression, because symptoms in mild cases can be a lack of focus and a loss of sex drive. So the next time, if your mind is going, you know, to wander, let it wander to a fantasy that turns you on. Another tactic I would say is ask someone you trust to babysit, okay? To simply give the two of you some quality time on your own. Don't talk about baby things, talk about the things you to enjoy, okay? Because this little break doesn't have to be for just having sex, okay? You can use it to go for a walk or to watch a steamy DVD, aka porn. Whatever you do, don't hide this from your husband. Let him know how much you love him, but that you're a bit mentally or emotionally overwhelmed by all the changes a baby brings, because the last thing you will want is for him to go find it somewhere else. So this is a problem that can be fixed. So I don't think you would want him to do that, you know? So, you know, just sit down and have a conversation with them about it and see where his head is at with the whole situation. Next question. The headliner says, how can we spice up our sex life? The question says, my husband thinks things like role playing are weird. What are some fun ways to heat things up without my husband feeling uncomfortable? I don't want you guys to think that I can't read. Because I can read. I'm a freaking fabulous reader. It's just that sometimes, you know, with emails or text messages, because as, you know, time goes, people want to just do things faster and faster and faster. So these questions are, you know, for the most part, and they're grammatically correct, but some things aren't. So I try to kind of fix them in my head as I'm reading them, because I'm doing this off the top of the dome. I'm not, you know, whatever. All right, so my answer to this is that it's not a surprise that you guys think role-playing is silly, because many people, and many guys in general, do think this. But it's important for him to realize that there's a difference between role-playing and simply telling each other about your fantasies. If you describe to him in detail what you fantasize about, it can be incredibly erotic, like an erotic fiction story or something. You can try wearing super sexy clothes and giving him a lap dance, or playing with a scarf. You know, just have fun taking turns being loosely tied or blindfolded and letting the other roam your body. And don't forget sex toys. Many men get incredibly turned on watching their partner play with a toy or being pleasured with one themselves. I'm telling you right now, I didn't know anything about dildos and all of that until I think I was like 22. And I'm going to be 25 this Sunday coming up, you guys. It's August 4th, isn't it? Yeah, so my birthday is August 10th. I'm going to be 25 years old. And I didn't know shit about shit until I was 22 and... my boyfriend said to me, why don't you buy a dildo? And I kind of was like, excuse me, how dare you? You know, it was just like, you know, me being prudy. Actually, I don't think I was 22. I think I was like 21. You know, I think I was like 21, not 22. And come to find out, I loved that thing until its death. Yes, it literally died. It was blue. It was like a blue 8-inch dildo. It vibrated. I freaking loved it. And now I'm getting into creepy, weird thoughts about how much I miss that blue dildo. So we're just going to go to the next question, because I'm over this. I'm seriously getting upset. Like, I'm having, I'm mourning over it right now. So let's just keep going. Next headliner says, how can we get more in sync? I like to have sex at night and she likes to do it in the morning. How can we get more in sync? I've had sex in the daytime very rarely. I usually have sex in the evening or the night. I've not really have had sex in the daytime. The earliest I would say that I've ever had sex was around like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Oh, I think one time it was like at 12 p.m. So I've had sex in the daytime, but it's very rare, so I can relate to that, you know? And schedules sometimes make it busy, but okay. As far as answering your question, I know this is a fact, okay? Many men are nocturnal, all right? Example, their testosterone peaks at night, okay? So they feel horny, and then some lucky couples, they both peak at the same time together, whether morning or night. So don't feel like there's something wrong if you don't both want sex at the same time. I just told you also that sometimes, you know, sex don't happen at the times you want. It happens at night with me, you know. So, and also a mismatch hormonal pattern is common, and you want it at night before bed, but she has a million things to do before hitting the sack. Okay, so tempt her by, you know, helping her get through her task so both of you can get to bed sooner. She wants a morning man. Instead of a weekday when you've got work, you can start things up on a Sunday. Bottom line, instead of stressing, agree to disagree. Who says having sex should just be in the morning or just at night, okay? You're bound to get bored with, you know, a ho-hum pattern anyway. So vary your lovemaking by alternating who does the initiating. I've initiated sex very rarely. Very, very, very rarely. I just feel like whenever he's ready, I'm ready. You know, I'm always down for the pound. But if, you know, that doesn't happen, then, you know, you can, as a woman, we can initiate. I'm sorry, sir. It's just, you know, I'm used to having women ask me questions. So because it was a man that asked me that question, I'm sorry if I'm calling you a girl and stuff. I apologize for that. But yeah, so try to help her out and stuff. Ooh, this question looks like one I'm gonna like. Headliner says, how can I make my mate comfortable with my vibrator? My husband is afraid of me using a vibrator because he's worried it'll replace him. How can I make him more comfortable with the idea? Oh my gosh, that's so cute. That is such a little cutie. I freaking wish that, okay, I'm sorry guys. She sent me a picture of her vibrator, and it's a cute vibrator. I've never seen one like that. So I was just admiring it. Girl, is that washed? It better be washed. But anyway, I know how you feel about this vibrating situation because, like I said, my guy is the one who told me that I should get one. I would have never got one. Even till now, I don't think. Unless he would have, you know, brought it up. It's a weird situation to be in when, you know, you enjoy something and the other person doesn't, or they feel uncomfortable, and it seems like he's voiced his opinion about, you know, he fears that the vibrator is going to replace him. Many men fear they will become redundant when their woman whips out a vibrator. The perfect scenario is having both of you feel comfortable with a battery-powered friend, okay? How? First off, you could choose one that in no way, shape, or form resembles a penis. The quirky rabbit vibrator, the butterfly that fits over your clitoris, or the little finger ones. Oh my gosh, I've had one of those little finger vibes that slip onto your index finger are all possible options. And rev him up by saying you'll do a bit of a show for him. Lie back and pleasure yourself right in front of him. Then let him take over. You could also point out that just because he has a hand, you're not redundant, are you? Enough said, okay? Because I'm sure he's probably masturbating it up, but he still wants to fuck you. So, you know, tell him that just because I use a vibrator doesn't mean that you aren't doing your job. If anything, this is gonna either take you to the next level, and you know, it could be something that you both enjoy at the same time. Next question says, headliner says, how can I get my spouse to choose me over masturbation? Question says, my husband masturbates every day. Really? Often when I'm at home with him. Really? Oh. How can I make my husband choose me over masturbation? Okay. Well, first, it's important to realize that his masturbation is probably the habit of a lifetime. Seriously. Okay? So he doesn't see it as a problem, but rather as completely natural. Many men use masturbation as much tension relief and for sexual pleasure. That said, I think you should think about whether it is simply tension release, exercise for him, or if he does it for sexual pleasure. If it's the latter, which I'm saying if he does it for the sexual pleasure, you need to have an honest, tactful, unheated conversation about how this makes you feel. And when I say unheated, I mean do not get upset and be getting all in your feelings like, excuse me, why you only want to masturbate when you got this over here? Don't do that, okay? Because you're gonna, first of all, he's gonna be turned off and not want to have a conversation with you. So, and then you may get him upset to the point where he gets mad, storms off and goes and masturbates to feel better. So you don't want to do that. So also, try to get to the bottom of why he masturbates frequently, and then you can start to move forward, girl. It's important for him to be aware of the effects it's having on you. And you can try the approach of asking him how he feels. If you masturbated daily, then ignore him in bed. But the goal is to get him to put himself in your shoes. Don't make him feel guilty about it, because that's not what you want. You just want him to understand that the kitty cat would like, you know, to be the one beating his needle for him. Communication is key, boo-boo, in all relationships. So just let him know how you feel. Now, in the case where he doesn't say, oh, baby, you're right, let me make a change, I love you, girl. If he's not doing any of that, then you know what? You said it. You spoke to him about it. He chose to ignore it. So you know what? Do you, boo. I don't mean cheat, but I'm just saying, take that how you want to. The next question, headliner says, how can I focus during sex? Question says, I'm very stressed out and sometimes when we start having sex, I lose my focus and I have to stop. What can I do? Okay, well, I don't have any life advice as far as like with me. I really like to give you guys advice on a level as far as like, oh snap, I've been through that same situation that you've been through. But I don't want to give you, you know, just mediocre advice and stuff. But for this sport, you know, this issue that you're having, you can treat the symptoms. You have to treat your anxiety problem first and foremost. So if I were you, I'd set up an appointment pronto, lady, to speak to a healthcare professional. And in the meantime, keep an anxiety diary in which you jot down the anxiety periods during your day. Now, I do this with menstrual cycles because I'm so very irregular, and I can go months without having a menstrual, which I don't see the issue is, because you could just have lavish sex as much as you like. Even though that isn't happening with me right now, I keep those things jotted down, because you know what? Especially if you're saying that you have like stressful days, it'll be hard for you to remember certain things because you're stressing about something. So if I were you, I'd keep an anxiety diary or journal, you know. And after a week, you may see a pattern, especially when you read the entries that you wrote back. Okay, so perhaps you worry more at bedtime or on waking or towards the end of the day. So once you've identified your peaks, tackle what causes them. Once you've come to grips with your anxiety, the symptoms of your anxiety, a lack of sexual desire will start to diminish. In the meantime, play a game where you pretend to be someone completely different without a care in the world. Oh my gosh, I freaking said play a game. Like, Jigsaw. Hashtag Saw. Okay, maybe that wasn't funny. But it's early in the morning, guys. 5:45 a.m. right now. It was 5 o'clock when I started this. You guys are lucky that I love you. What other podcaster does this, okay? What other one? And I interact with you, alright? When you hit me up on Instagram, I interact with y'all, okay? When y'all email me, I interact with y'all. Y'all leave me voicemails. I don't interact with y'all on the voicemails, but y'all get the drift. It has nothing to do with the question. Anyway, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, so if you're allowed to, listen, you're allowed to feel the way that you're feeling, okay? This is a part of life. You're allowed to feel that way. Okay, so if you feel this way sometimes, like, give yourself an hour and just relax. Just relax and give yourself permission to shut down anything you worry about. And agree on this plan with your husband. Ask him to just let you do that. And then by letting you go for that 1 hour, you may find that you can shut out the anxieties you're working to solve. And you can do it in bed. So have a cutoff time. Like, what I try to do is I try not to bring my work life and my personal life
when I come home, I leave whatever work related at the door and I come home and I'm different, because no one in my home has caused those issues for me to have at work or whatever it is. It could just be something simple like hours. You may want to work less hours, or you know, such and such. So just try to do that. Try to see if you can like separate the two. I know it's easier said than done, but trust me, I've had to work on it because I was not the best at it. So don't worry. Next question. The headliner says, getting out of the rut. The question says, I think my husband and I have gotten so used to not having sex that it makes it difficult for both of us to initiate. How do we change and get rid of the feelings of awkwardness and hesitation? Well, I would say, start small and slowly. Take your husband back to one of the places you went when you were first dating. Now, I don't think drive-thrus are still around. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But anyway, if you can't do that, then get out a photo album from your early years. Okay, you may have to go to the archive. And with no other distractions, share some of your hottest memories. Then ask your husband what he was first attracted to when he first saw you. Getting him going by volunteering what you found attractive in him, from his smile to the way he first kissed you. Make sure there are no interruptions, like I said again. Cell phones off. I know in 2014 that is like, no way, but you can do it. And treat it like a real date. Couples who do this regularly have proven to reconnect successfully. So, once you feel that intimate bond is being established again, ask about his fantasies. Be willing to share yours too, okay? I know we sometimes get a little stingy when we're not getting out with they, but don't do that. Let him know what yours are. Turn it into a little sex game where one night you describe your fantasy and then plan a weekend to act it out. And also make it clear to him that quality, not quantity, counts. Alright, let him know that you're not demanding to go back to having sex 3 or 4 times a week, as couples do early in their relationship. Girl, I remember when I used to have to beat this Negro off with a stick. I thought that having sex once a week was enough. Now I'm regretting it. I haven't had sex in a week. Go figure that. Can't believe I'm still in a chippery mood though. Whatevs. Alright, my boos and boudettes. Me on the last question, number 10. Alright, we was doing 21 to 30 today. We're almost done. Aren't you guys happy? I'm not happy. Because then I got another set of questions. But I love all of you guys for the emails and stuff you send. I really mean it, honest to God, like from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it, and I also appreciate the fact that you guys are keeping me in the top 10, even when I'm not doing anything, and I love you. I know sometimes people say that, oh my gosh, I love you, and I'll be like, you don't love us, but honest to God, I really do, and I appreciate that you're allowing this little 24-year-old, soon to be 25 on Sunday, to help you and answer your questions when a lot of you are older than me. Some of you are my age and you're looking to me, someone you don't know, to answer your questions for you. That you're allowing me, you're trusting me with that, and I appreciate it. So now that that sentimental moment is over, let's hop right on into the last question for today, for the week. So headliner for this question says, finding the right birth control. I don't think I'm the one to ask this, but question says, I've been on the pill for years, but there seems to be so many options out there. Now that I'm thinking I should switch, how can I decide which method is best? Alright, well, I'm going to start this off by giving you a compliment, sweetheart. Okay, because you are 26 years old and you're smart to at least consider switching things up to find the perfect fit for you. Too many women stick to the same contraceptive they've been using since they became sexually active, and I freaking hate the word sexually active, by the way, but anyway, like I said, they use the same type of contraceptive as that they've been using since they became sexually active, when there might be a more effective approach that works better for their body. But what I say is, you can't beat a face-to-face consultation with your healthcare provider. And I got a doctor's appointment on Friday, who can look at your lifestyle and needs and give you a more thorough evaluation of what will work for you. Okay, so whether it's the patch, the ring, or another pill combo, depending on how many years you're talking about. that you don't want to have children and stuff. Your doc may want you to give the pill a rest. If you do switch, okay, that's only if you do switch. But just be sure to take extra precaution. Hello, condoms, boo-boo. Make sure you have condoms, because safe sex is what? The best sex. So make sure that you have condoms on deck. And don't ever use nobody's condom, okay? If he coming to your crib, or you going to his crib, or if y'all married, or if y'all dating, and y'all live together, I don't care how long y'all live together, make sure that you're using your condoms, not his condoms. Because some of these dudes is trifling, just like some of these girls, where they want to poke holes in the condoms. Sometimes them condoms be expired as fuck, and they still using them shits with you. And then you come up pregnant with God knows what else, you know? So just use condoms, all right? Use condoms during that in-between phase. Some women will go, you know, gung-ho with having sex after they're just prescribed a new contraceptive without, you know, waiting a while, and they'll have unprotected sex, and then they'll be the ones that wind up and get pregnant. Now, I cannot understand, like, you, the Mirena ring or whatever. Like, I didn't want that. I wouldn't want something that's going to be in me for 5 years. I don't want no vaginal mesh. Nothing, okay? Like, either give me a birth control, or my ass is using condoms, all right, and spermicide. Because you could buy spermicide and just use it as a lubrication, honey. And they have water-based ones. But that's the end of the questions for this week. Thank you guys for listening to this freaking over half hour rant. It's now 6:25, and I got to shower. I already brushed, so you're not going to be listening to someone with hot ass breath. but I'm going to go shower, and then I have to get ready to go to work. But like I said again, I appreciate you guys for listening. I will see you next week. What I always tell y'all, have a sexual appetite and always be willing to please yourself first and foremost, and your spouse. Because if you can't please yourself, boo-boo, you ain't gonna be able to please me. You ain't gonna be able to please him. You ain't gonna be able to please her. Get them skills right. That's what you got to do. And once again, guys, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a story, if you have an idea for maybe a future dated topic that you would like me to talk about, send them emails to your girl at asksex1989. That's asksex1989@yahoo.com. I checks it every day. Then if you want to as well, you can also call me at 347-541-3719, and you can leave me a voicemail too with a question, comment, etc., etc. Again, the number is 347-541-3719, and I will see you guys next week. So have a good week. Oh, and it's my birthday Sunday. I better get some happy birthdays. Shoot. If it's your birthday, this is Leo season. So if it's your birthday and you a Leo, I know this ain't got nothing to do with sex. But if your birthday is in August and you's a Leo, send me an email. I kind of disable comments and certain things because I don't want it to be disrespectful. Like, I don't want people saying disrespectful things. So I screen those on Podomatic. I also screen them on my Instagram. I normally delete comments, and I don't let people comment that if I don't know you sometimes. But send me in an email. Send me your birthday. I'll give you a birthday shout out. And if you want, you can add your Instagram name. And the reason why I'm saying Instagram, because other than that, that's the only social media site that I fucks with like that. And I'll shout you out. I'll shout you out on Instagram for your birthday. I'll shout you out on here for your birthday, bro. That's my birthday gift to you. So, once again, guys, send them emails to asksex1989, and I will see you guys next week, Monday.